Welcome to the New and Living Way Church, Ikorodu, where we bring to you teachings inspired by the Spirit of the Living God for the work of salvation through His servant, Pastor Olaide Olaniyo. Be blessed as you listen.
Father, thank you. Thank you. Shed Spirit upon us this afternoon. Put grace, put life, open our eyes, let us see into you. You are the true measure of a man. You are what a man ought to look like. Every definition of what masculinity should be stems from understanding you. Bless us today. Give us grace. Give me spirit. Give me utterance that I may serve you by serving your church. Lord, I come under your authority and the authority of parents you have raised over us in the spirit. My Father, your servant, our daddy, Daddy Mike Kuchuku, and your hallowed servant, your apostle, Reverend Kayode Ogoki. Lord, let grace that flows from the head of the church, Jesus Christ, let it touch down upon my soul and upon my lips, that I may bless every one of your people, your flock whom you purchase with your blood, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Spirit of Life. In Jesus' name, we'll pray. Hallelujah. Thank you so very much. Thank you. Oh yeah, that's good.
Moniki Sifani na blessikina pruba kosa bruki chikana brusifaniam rugusaya clan rubakosa brugishaya kunubra saya krumum friendly sini home clan to brian to rejoice abru to heaven rejoice feru to heaven rejoice Kalin to heaven rejoice. Ye heaven rejoice over you. Ye heaven rejoice over you. Ye heaven rejoice over you. Ye the Father rejoices over you. Ye your Father rejoices over you. Ye rejoices over what is taking place. Ye rejoices. Ye rejoices over you. Ye rejoices over you. Ye rejoices over you. Now is the time we want to start rejoicing over your home. We want to start rejoicing. rejoicing over your home. We want to start setting things in places over your home. We want to start setting things in places over your home. Yeah, it is now the time. Yeah, for your fathers to be ordained. Yeah, for your fathers to be ordained. Yeah, for your fathers to be ordained as a lord over the house. Yeah, as a lord over the home. Yeah, as a lord over the home. I want to open the administration of the priest for the father. Yeah, a priest that can lord over the house according to the lordship of Jesus. According to the lordship of Jesus. I want to drive doctrine home. I want to drive doctrine home. Yeah, I want to bring charity home. I want to bring charity home. I want to stand the standard of a man that can represent me at home. A man home, a man home, a man home, a man home, a man home. But charity must begin at home. Yeah, it is by the lordship of a man. It is by the lordship of a man. It is by the lordship of a man. Yeah, I want to strengthen home. Yeah, I want to strengthen home. Yeah, I want to strengthen home. Yeah, the priest. Yeah, the priest. Yeah, the priest. The father. The priest. Authority over fathers. Authority over fathers. Hear the staff over father. Hear the rod over father. Hear the rod over father. For to rule over their homes. Hear for to rule over their home. It is time now for me to begin to rejoice over your home. Hear it is time for me to begin to rejoice over your home. Hear I put my staff to fathers. I put my lordship to fathers. Hear I raise fathers to stand in gates. Hear fathers to stand in gates. Yeah, to stay enemy far away from your home. I will bring healing to homes. Healing to homes. Healing to homes. Healing to homes. Yeah, yeah, issues. Yeah, issues. Yeah, issues. I heal them. 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 For marriage is honorable. Marriage is honorable. Marriage is ordained of the Lord. Yeah, it is honorable. It is honorable. It is honorable. It is time for you to fight for your home. It is time for you to fight for your home. It must work. It must work. It must work. For heaven is interested to bring the doctrine home. Bring the doctrine to your house. Bring the doctrine to your conversation. Bring the doctrine to your footstep. Yeah, it is time for me to be glorified in your home. I'm interested in home. 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 Home under the lordship. Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 There is a pandemic. There is an assault. There is an epidemic that is ravaging our world. And that is the dirt. D-E-A-R-T-H. Dirt of man. Death of men, not because there are no men in the population. In fact, population has shown that globally, the number of men and women are about the same thing. I think, in fact, number of men globally is slightly more than number of women. 50.1% of the population globally are males. 49.9. So it's not that there are no male figures, but male men are not raised in to become men indeed. And that's because of a deliberate, calculated assault of Satan, not just against the church, but against the home. Not just against the church, but what? Against the home. Why? Smite the shepherd, the sheep will be scattered. Smite the shepherd, the sheep will be scattered. So we have a lot of irresponsible, uncultured, unmannered, ungodly men who are more of embassies of Satan than spiritual men in our societies. Hallelujah. In our polity, in our society, most of the vices that we see are actually orchestrated by men. Our prisons are more populated by men than by women. Hallelujah. Now, it's a direct affront of Satan against the posterity and prosperity of God's counsel on earth. Why? The male man has been ordained by God in a place of authority and order. Not because he's better than the woman, but because that is the order God wants to come. Hallelujah. So, Satan attacking, it can't attack God. He didn't succeed in attacking Christ. The next, let's go to 1 Corinthians 11. 1 Corinthians 11. Are we together? Be ye followers of me, even as I also I am a follower of Christ. This is the template that Paul left. Follow me as I do what? Follow Christ. Now, a man is not a man because he has things dangling between his legs. Are you understanding what I'm saying? That's not what that is not what makes a man a man. A man is not a man because he has muscles and is because that's the Hollywood picture of a man. Hallelujah. A man is a man because he himself is subject under one, Christ. Are you understanding what I'm saying? A man is a man because he is recognized the authority, lordship, and leadership of Christ over his life first. Then by implication, over the people that follow him. So be followers of me as I also am a follower of Christ. Now I pray you, brethren, that you remember me in all things and keep the ordinances as I deliver them to you. Can we be fast quickly? Quickly? Verse 3. But I would have you know. Now, Paul is saying, the things I established when I was with you, I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ. And the head of the woman is what? The man. And the head of Christ is God. Said the head of the man is Christ. The head of the woman is what? The man. And the head of Christ is God. Now, I've come to realize that in certain societies, the male person has been overbloated and filled with ego and pride because of he was born with something dangling between his legs. But really, 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 what we have mostly are headless men. Say headless men. Headless men. A man that, if you see a man that doesn't have head walking on the street, what will you do? What will you do? Why? When you see a man that is not under Christ, that's how he is a ghost. He's an headless man. Because the Bible says, the head of every man, say every man. Every. Whether you are born again or not, your head is Christ. When you lose your head, you lose your senses. Are you understanding what I'm saying? When you lose your, when you lose Christ, you lose your head, you lose your sense, you lose your sensibility. You lose your rationality. You lose your spirituality. Because the head that God didn't design you to think with this thing. God designed you to think with Christ. God didn't design you to process things with this. Now, the head is the center of all your nervous system. Most of your sense organs are reposited in the head. Are you understanding? So, the senses that a man should live by is called Christ. Are you understanding what I'm saying? The senses that a man is designed to live by is Christ. And that is exemplified as the male entity submits himself first to the authority, lordship, and leadership of the entity called Christ. So I say, many males that we see in our society are headless men. People who don't have head. In fact, they are dead corpses walking. Who want to lord authority over women? And some foolish women, I call it foolish also, senseless or ignorant women, also agree for a man who doesn't have head to be their head. Egungun. Masquerade. Now, saints, let me focus on the men folks first, because I'll stick up to the women. Amen. Satan attacks the man. Why? He cannot attack God. He failed flagrantly with Christ. The next order of authority, because authority flows from the head. Are you understanding what I'm saying? That's someone that, how good and brethren, pleasant is it for brethren to dwell together in unity. He says it's like oil that flows from the head of Aaron, down to his beard, down to his skirts. Hallelujah. For there is like the dew of Hermon upon the mount of Zion. There commanded blessing and life and peace forevermore. Amen. So you see that Satan attacked the next weak link in line, which is the man. Which is the, when I say man, now the male man. And to a large extent, he's succeeding. Why? Because somewhere, society is oblivious. It's not only one thing, society is oblivious, the church itself is asleep. If you take the population of people who attend church regularly, you have more women than men. In fact, some women will leave their children, male children at home. Come to church. Tomorrow you will now be complaining that there are no responsible men marrying your daughters. Now, because all of the men, let's continue looking. Hallelujah. Go back to 1 Corinthians 11. Hallelujah. Say amen. Amen. 1 Corinthians 11. Quickly, verse 4. Every man praying and prophesying, can we jump to, he's talking about a necessity for, jump to verse 10. If you're not established in all of this, you should know this, but if you're a member of this church, you should know all of the things that Paul was, he was not talking about head covering. We've treated it many times, but for the sake of those that are coming to church for the first time, covering of the head. Say covering of the head is what Paul preached, not covering of the hair. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Covering of the head. And the head. Your head is not your ear. Your head is this. Is that not so? Your head is this. I said, every woman praying or prophesying should have his head covered, which is a symbol of authority. And later in that verse 4, he says, your hair is given as a covering for your head. Are you understand? Your hair is given as a covering for your head. So every woman that has hair, you are covered in the natural. But Paul was symbolizing in the spirit a symbol of authority. That is what the man is over you. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Say amen.
Amen.
Go to verse 7, quickly. 7. 8. 4, no, 7, 7. Go back to 7. For indeed, men ought not to covet because he is the image and glory of God, but woman is the glory of the man. Verse 8. Say, for the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. Verse 9. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman created for the man. Verse 10. For this cause ought men to have power on our head because of angels. Verse 11. Nevertheless, neither is the man without the woman, and the woman without the man in the Lord. For as the woman is of the man, even so is the man by the woman. Verse 13. I want to wrap up the other thought. I'll come back here now. Judge yourself. Is it comely that a woman should pray unto God? Uncovered. Verse 14. Doth not even nature teach you that if a man have longer, it is a shame unto him? Verse 15. But if a woman have longer, it is glory to her. For her hair is what? For a covering. So you see that. Said, give her for a covering. Let me see. Yes. Then he said, if anybody has any culture, it's not in the church. So the air is already a covering. Hallelujah. Do you understand what I'm saying? Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
The air is already a covering. That is a symbol of authority for the woman. So it's not saying you must wear scarf. Are you understanding? I just need to clarify that. But go back to verse 10. Verse 8. He said, for the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. He's talking about issue of authority here. Verse 9. And then, neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman was created. He was talking about the order, sequence in creation. But then jump to verse 11. Nevertheless, neither is the man without the woman, neither the woman without the man in the Lord. So that, what? I've not seen any other religion in the world that balances man-woman into relationship like the scriptures. Are you understanding it? Now, some people have thought that what scripture preaches is male chauvinism. No. What God preaches is order. And how each gender is interdependent on each other. Are you understanding me? Order for the sake of responsibility. But you are not better than any female. Are you understanding? I want every man to say to himself, I'm not better than any female. I'm not better. By creation, you are not better. But by order, God put you to be head over your own home. Are you understand it? And that in itself is a delegated authority. Are you understand what I'm saying? Is what? Is a delegated authority. Is a delegated authority. Meaning that you carry that responsibility as long as you are a delegate. Once you go out under authority, you don't wield that authority. Are you understanding what I'm saying? What makes you have authority is because you are still yourself, you are under. Are you understanding what I'm saying? What makes you carry authority as a man is not your muscle. It's the fact that you can represent the image of somebody, Christ. You can bear the image of your head fully. Now what I'm saying is this. He said, neither is the man without a woman, or neither the woman with a man without the man in the Lord. For as the woman is of the man, that is in the order of creation, so the man is what? By the woman. Now I love the word by. Because every man is also raised by a woman. Now, the challenge is that I find it funny that many women complain in the society. about the attributes of men, but they themselves are not doing any better. Are you understanding what I'm saying? They themselves are what? Are not doing any better. In the quality of men that are being raised in the homes. Because the raising of a man, it does not begin when he's an adult. It begins even from before conception. The raising of a child, the raising of a total sound man begins from even before conception. Hallelujah. Now, I said that Satan is assaulting the man. Part of the ways that Satan assaults the raising of men is assaulting the homes, assaulting marriages, ensuring that the baskets, the basket that the crucible that God should raise sound, intellectually sound, spiritually sound men who are raised thoroughly in judgment is broken down. So you have men in the society who don't even have a picture of what a proper home should look like. I call it a pandemic because somewhere I see that many of the people who were not raised themselves have become fathers who are now supposed to raise homes. And it's a catastrophe. It's a catastrophe waiting to happen. You see some of the way people raise their children, you are afraid for the people your children will mingle with in school. You are afraid, not just for your child, how you are raising, because they will have interaction in the society. They will meet in school. They will meet in public places. They will meet in universities. And those people will exert some influence over your children. Those people will come into the vibe for political office. And whether you like it or not, some of them will make policies that will govern and regulate your life. People who have themselves not been raised well. So Satan knows what he's doing. And sometimes the fear is that the church is asleep. When the church ought to be deliberate and intentional about raising, is a child living. Is a child living. And sometimes our women, we have a good part. Because women are more tough with female children than they are with male ones. How many of our mothers agree? The way you deal with your female, our sisters can attend. The way you deal with the female children, you are more thorough. But the guy, if you can look bad bunny, okay. Just imagine such recklessness. You are destroying somebody's husband. You are destroying the head of a home. Somebody that should lead a home in righteousness, you're already injuring him, even from the young age. Indulging him. There are certain things my boy says that gets me irritated. Because maybe it's just foolishness that is born in the heart of a child. I have a responsibility of beating it out very much before it stays. So that it doesn't think it is one of the days it was. Because when we are coming, the sister just, maybe brothers are taller, they just go to the rear back of the car. The car has three seats, so it just go to the car, rear of the car. Maybe because it's just, don't go to the back. He said, I'm not a lady, I'm not a sister. I said, what? Then where? If you are not a sister. So it is sisters that are meant for the back. Chairman. You know, it's possible you just laugh over. And you he sat at the back. And he's going to sit at the back well, until it is content, satisfied. What nonsense? What nonsense? Now, a man cannot be a full man. I'm not even talking about character. I'm talking about the raising of a proper man. Raising of what? Raising of a proper man. Raising of a proper man. Whilst the society launches vicious attacks on the male figure and the peculiarities of the male battles, we can be intentional. We can be what? Intentional. I'll talk partly to women, but I'll also talk to men and how to race. Now, some of the finest men that we have seen in scriptures were raised by women. Because scriptures did not fail to put it down, the influence of their mothers on their lives. And sometimes it baffles me how women fight men when they want to raise men. Did you hear what I said? It baffles me how what? Women fight men when they want to raise men. When they are making efforts to raise sound men. Why? There is a standard. There is a measure. There is what a man should look like in the spirit. I'm not talking about society today. Give me 1 Corinthians 16:13. 1 Corinthians 16:13. He said, "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit ye like men. Be strong." Can you get me expanded Bible? Expanded Bible. The expanded Bible. Okay. This is what the expanded Bible says. It said, "Be alert, watchful, on your guard. Continue strong. Stand firm in the faith. Have courage or act like men ready for battle." Be strong. So when it says, "Quit ye as men," there is what is synonymous to masculinity. Not just societally, in the spirit. There is a strength, there is a quality of a man that a man should represent. That's why he can say, "Quit ye like men." When they say quit, it's not give up. It's to fight. Are you understanding? There's what a man should stand for. The man is by all means, should be by all means, a protector, a defender of the home. Are you understanding what I'm saying? And it is a raising, it's a culturing, it is a sighting of a person. Now, the image of Christ, the learning of Christ, that a man should be projected from right from childhood. Not leadership as in lording. Are you understanding what I'm saying? But leadership as in laying down the life. Leadership as in sacrificing for the house. Leadership as in seeing all that is in Christ. Because the leadership that is exemplified or embodied in the Christ man is one who gives his all for his home, for his wife. Are you understand what I'm saying? Ephesians chapter 5:25. Ephesians. It is at this point. Every man say amen. Every man is not the head of every woman. A man assumes his headship when he is wifed, when he is husbanded. Are you understand what I'm saying? Every man what? Assumes what? Assumes his headship when he's husbanded. So what is he doing before that? He is being prepared as a suitable head by being given a head. Are you understanding what I'm saying? He's being raised. They are raising a head for him. Are you understanding? Because you yourself should not head somebody when you don't have head. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You yourself should not what? Head somebody when you yourself don't have what? There's bodiless head. There's headless body. There's what? There's bodiless head. There's headless body. A complete body becomes a head. Are you understanding what I'm saying? A complete what? A complete body becomes a head looking for another body. Did you get my secret? A complete head, a complete body becomes a head looking for another body to complete. Are you understanding what I'm saying? A complete what? Body becomes what? A head. That's what Christ became complete by submitting to God. Now became the head to the church. Or to the man. Now, the man is supposed to become a complete body by allowing Christ to sit on his own body. When he becomes full, he becomes a total head looking for a body who he can rest on and then complete also. Then when he completes, they now become glorious together. So, the raising of... What the Lord is saying is that parents, before your children marry, the minimum they should be is to be Christ. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Before your children marry, the minimum they should be in character, in nature, in demeanor, is that they should be Christ. They should have grown into the measure of Christ by leading, by dealing, by submission, by training. That Christ should have been exemplified in the soul. Christ. Because Christ is the measure of the man that God sees. Are you understanding? Christ is what? The measure of the man that God recognizes. Everything lower than Christ is not a man. Is not what? Is not a man. Ladies, don't follow any brother who is not a man or who is not a Christ. Who is not a Christ? What are you following him to? Where? He doesn't even know how to treat your heart. He will injure you. He what? He will injure you. Because he himself has not tasted love. He cannot love you the way you ought to be loved. Because it takes a person who has seen the love of Christ, experienced it, received it, submitted himself to it, to shed the same thing for another person. Are you understanding me? Now, Satan's assault is, like I said, partly how many men are learning Christ sincerely, wanting to conform to the image of Christ, and being encouraged. Sometimes parents oppose them because they want the man to make money. They want the man to make money and change the status of the family. But you've forgotten that money in the hands of the wicked man, is terror and oppression. That same money, it will sweet you today, it will come gravel in your mouth tomorrow. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Indeed, money can seem like a defense, but at the end it grows wings and flies away. And the problem that money will cause in your family, only Christ can settle it. Only Christ. I've seen siblings who war with themselves, who take themselves to court because of money. Children of the same father, the same mother, not a polygamous home, the same father, they arrest themselves with police, take themselves to court, lock themselves in prison. Some do charm against themselves because of money. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You know these things more than I know it. What I'm saying is, parents, you have to be conscious. See, things that you are raising in a child. Now, I'm particular where this Bible says, the man is by the woman. Because we wield a lot of influence. A lot of influence. Some of these men that we are talking about, they have mother, they have sister. And the sister cannot teach them how not to treat another person's daughter's heart. Some people are heartless. Some people are what? Heartless. Heartless. And really, 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 if you find any man that is sound, true and true, you would undoubtedly see the signs that marks the work of a woman in the life. You see the work of a woman in the life. You see the work of a woman. And if you see a man that is wicked also, look at it very well. You see it. Hallelujah. Say amen. Amen. Now, I'm still going to come to us men and talk to us. Hallelujah. But let's see Proverbs 31. Proverbs 31. This Proverbs 31, of course, we use it usually for women. Hallelujah. Say amen. The words of King Lemuel. The prophecy that is what? So, this was a teaching. Say teaching. It's a prophecy. And it was the teaching of a mother to the son. Now, if it were just a teaching, I would have relaxed. The last two verses of Proverbs 31. Verse 29. Start from verse 29. He said, many daughters have what? Done virtuously. But what? Who is the thou that he's talking about? He's talking to his son. So he said, everything written in Proverbs 31 is actually to a guy. He said that they have done all of these things, but you have exalted them all. So it's not Proverbs 31 woman, it's Proverbs 31 man. It's Proverbs 31 man. It was a man, God, that they were raising. So when was raising? If you read virtuous woman, what for the virtuous woman? Let's go back now. Verse 10. From verse 10, who can find a virtuous woman? Read this down to verse 29 and then multiply it. That is the measure of a man. He said, many women have done virtuously. Are you understanding? But you excel them all. So, a man, the kind of man that this one is raising is more excellent than the Proverbs 31 man. Woman. She was given the calibrations of a woman, but what she required of her son was more excellent than what was raised in the Proverbs 31 woman. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Now, because sometimes we hold our men to lower standards than we hold our... If a daughter is taught how to cook 2 soups, the man should know how to cook 17. If the daughter is taught how to mop the room, the man should you know how to scrub it with hard brush. If the woman is saying how to do handwork, the man should know how to do multiple of it. Are you understanding? Because the standards and the measures that they are raised, if the woman is taught how to be caring and how to be motherly, the man much more should be taught how to be compassionate. He said, you have excelled them all. But we know how to use this book to knock women on their head. Knock women on their head. And then we leave the men, to walk out irresponsibly. You know, there is men. It's the world. Are you a Kunilawa? It's the world of what? It's the world of the men. The world revolves around you. He said, they have done, many daughters have done virtuously. Let's go back to verse 10. Amen. You see, the discipline of a mother over the child to raise. What is this that men, I can't do this? Or is what Jesus helped me to do? Who can find a virtuous woman? For our price is far above rubies. The art of our husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. So if the art of a woman will trust in her husband because she's virtuous, then the art of the wife must trust in the husband because she's extremely, excellently virtuous. Are you understanding? That she has no need or to worry. She is adequately taken care of. She has no need of spoil. Why? He is a responsible man. You don't need to pursue him about to take up his responsibility. He knows and does this intuitively and then fragrantly, abundantly. Is not something that she is careful about. Are you understanding? Because that is below the threshold of what it means to be a man. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Now, if a woman should do this, a man is expected to do much more. Next verse. Next verse, he said, she will do him good and not what? She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. So, you see, if the woman will do him good, what will the man do? What will the man do? Excellently. He will do good excellently. He will do good excellently. Now, brothers, you should be aspiring to do good excellently to every, not just your wife, every woman you meet. Because, look at this. You don't begin with your wife. With your sister. How to learn how to be delicate with women start in your own house. You're saying, what should she be? Is she your mate? When I say, is she your mate? You should learn how to take more responsibility because you're a masculine man. You should learn to. It was since when we were in secondary school. Is it secondary? No. Secondary school, university. That's when they taught us as young boys that it is irresponsible. You are walking with a woman and she's carrying and you can't collect. Not just elder woman. Woman. It's not Western culture. It's Christian responsibility. Yet some men, they dump everything on the woman in their pocket. And you think that
No, you are displaying your foolishness for the whole world to see that you are irresponsible. You are not a kind of man that a woman should follow. Because if she follows you, you make her a slave. Make her your servant. Now, whilst women are willing to undertake and serve their husband, yes, but you should do much more. Are you understanding what I'm saying? And do her good. Excellent. Beyond compare. Do her good. The challenge is that any woman that crosses your life should be better for it. Any woman, any lady, that, because that is the covenant of Christ over the church. Any woman, any lady, a woman shouldn't cry because of you. Because of the way you treat her heart. Because of the way you handle her emotions. Even if she's your worker, she should be better for it. Are you understanding it? She should be better for it. In every sense. Do her good. All the days. So it's not one day. Build a culture of living people better. And how do you do it? Esteem them better. Esteem them better. Choose to serve. Carry their burdens. Are you understanding? Serve. Serve. Now, these are the way men raised. Not just the woman. Do him good all the days of her life. Do her good all the days of your life. He said, she seeketh wool and flax and walketh what? Say, walketh willingly. Say, men, walk willingly. Walk willingly, not forcefully. Walk what? She shall walk. And it starts with house chores. It starts with what? House chores. You know, I felt pained very recently. I felt pained some when I started discussing with some people in the house, and I was telling her how I used to go to the market and buy. Some people didn't know. They just felt that, because I'm busy, that the way a man should be is just, I just read Bible and then, you know, I attend to meetings. I was like, no, this is not where people have increased in the answer. But I used to go to the market. I used to buy tomato. They can testify. I used to do it. Now responsibilities is increasing, so I don't have enough time, as much time, and the little time I get to also rest and put myself together. But some people's image, and I said, no, I have to be conscious about something, because I'm already imprinting the wrong image in some people's eyes. The version of me they are seeing is not someone that just probably excuses. In the last couple's meeting, they were saying that men walk with your hand in front of your children so that they don't have a wrong impression. Even if you are providing for the house, do walk. Let them see a man walking. Let them see a man walking. Let them see a man walking with his hand. Not everything, you just throw money. It's not everything you throw money at. Some men cannot fix electrical bulb. Some men cannot repair socket, to unscrew and put life and neutral screw back and then you screw back. You know, hey! Are you calling yourself a man? Irresponsibility, walk with your hand. Some men cannot wash car, some cannot clean plates, sweep. Then how then do you want to lead a home? Pastor is here. My store, the shelf in it, I was the one that built it myself. I went and bought wood. We bought it together. We sawed everything. We bought the plywood. We saw everything. And we laid all the shelf. We were the one that constructed it ourselves. Work with your hand. Nobody sat me down to teach me carpentry. I learned it myself. And we still use it. Has it given you any fault since we did it? So it's not an haphazard job. The chef in your house, eventually all the furniture in a pastor's house, is the one that constructed himself. He has all the tools. I have tools in my house. I have tools in my house. You see, the quality of men that are being raised, and sincerely, so many of us, is not our fault, because the homes we grew up, nothing was taught us. But these things must be learned. It must be learned. That you have money doesn't mean that you throw money at everything. So working willfully shows responsibility. And it's good. Say, ah, me, I can't do that. Oh. He's a woman. Who told you so? Plus plumbing, plus some of you cannot even tack button. Button cut to tack button back. To tack button, button, button. Amen. He says, she seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hand. So if the man excels this thing, then you know that what must the man be doing? In fact, one of the things I told my wife early in marriage, I said, the woman is like the manager. The man is like the leader. You can't be an effective leader if you have not been a manager. Now, the reason you are rising into the position of leadership is because you have done management very well. So you are now moving in position of leadership to be able to know the direction the house is going to go. Then you come and give the vision, explain, establish them in it. So there is nothing that is done in the house that you shouldn't know how to do as a man. Really. Now, the reason that you may not be doing it is because probably you are focusing on someone, but there is nothing that they are doing that you shouldn't know how to do, and that you shouldn't have set as an example in doing. Nothing. Hallelujah. Say amen. Since you can with a wolf flax, and go to the next verse. Verse 14. He said, she is like the merchant sheep and bringeth what? A food from afar. She bringeth what? So she's not lazy. She's not laid back. And so also he is not lazy. He's not lazy. He's willing to go the mile. I learned of a guy. I was so irritated. He's planning to marry. They now want to get house. Because the place where he's working is far. He now says he cannot stress himself. He put his house close to his own work. The wife is the one that will now travel to work. I say, you're a wicked man. You are a wicked man, not because you don't even love your wife, you don't even love your home. Because if your wife travels, stresses herself back to and back from work every time, remember, you already have stress in your home. Because a stressed woman is a stressed home. Yes, you're not wise. I prefer that she's at my door. Let me go far. I come back. Let me find her well. If she's okay, I will be okay. But if she says, no matter how well I am, oh Jesus, you have not seen. They say women are womb men. They multiply everything. If you give them stress, they'll give you hurricane. They'll give you confusion. They'll give you what? Men, you must know how to sacrifice. She brings it from afar. So, by culture, by culture. The woman, the man is not a man that sits in his zone, comfort zone. Some men, because of irresponsibility. And remember what I mean, comfort zone also in the spirit, even in spiritual things. Some men can just sit in the comfort zone. Everything is okay. They are not laboring for a spiritual meal for the home. Venturing out of your convenience to ensure that the home is fully fed and nourished and nurtured. So it's not just a woman's responsibility. It's also what? It's much more a what? A man's responsibility to fetch meal from afar. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Willingness. Some brothers are irresponsible. I say it's a shame on my gender, but we must say it. Irresponsible. Laid back. And some of them hide it under the cloak of spirituality. Under what? The cloak of spirituality. Irresponsible. I think I was saying something. Daniel was there. I was saying something like this in FBS yesterday. Our men hide under the cloak of irresponsibility, spirituality, to cloak laziness. Now, that doesn't mean you are hasty. Are you understanding? Now, because you are doing it out of responsibility and you are doing it in synchrony with the timings of heaven over you and over your house. Are you understanding? He said, he fetched his meal from afar. He says, he rises while it is yet night and giveth what? Give household and what? To our, a portion to our maidens. Now, this is he riseth while it is yet night. Some men will struggle to wake you up. We struggle what? I'm talking to the younger one now. I know that as age comes, there are certain things that come to the body. But you are 16. And you are sleeping 10 hours a day. And you are watching season film. You see that Satan has got you where he wants you to be. They have gutted you. Amen. These things are not joking matters. These are how they breed irresponsible men that will become fathers of homes and now raise more terrible children that are terribler than themselves if God doesn't interject and then redeem. Are you understanding what I'm saying? There is a reason God raised the masculine man as a figure and a representative of himself to be priest and father over the home, is to reveal an image. Is to reveal Christ. Now, the picture of a father or of a responsible man is a man that walks. Not a man that shies away from responsibility. I want to leave an imprint on my child, on my son, that I am diligent. Why? That is much more than 1,000 messages. That's much more than 1,000 instructions. That I am diligent, I am dutiful. In as much as I want him to know that I love him, but I want him to see the culture of work. Culture of what? The culture of work. The culture of responsibility. Hallelujah. Amen. Those things are fast eroding in our days. And it's just a matter of time. If those things are not there, everything that will build will fall like castle of cards. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Say, Shimon said, why is that? And giveth meat to a household and a portion to our maidens. So you see that the law of kindness. The law of kindness. It's not just my family. How to even be kind to strangers. How to be kind to servants. How to be kind to every single one. Because now you bought clothes for your children. Did you buy clothes for your household? Are you understanding? Some of us, selfishness. We are raised with what? Selfishness. So, to only mind our own things. Now, that is not how Christ is. And that is not how a man should be. A man should provide for. Not house, say household. Say household. Household is not just your children. Say children and household. That means everybody that is a member under your roof. Is a member of the household, including that maid. So you are raised with enough largeness. Some people, the way they are cruel to somebody because it's not just from the same womb, you show that this man is a wicked. I tell ladies, don't judge a man's kindness by the way he treats you. It's by the way he treats other people. It's by. Because it's nice and buying you gift. Then when he comes and says, oh Lord, because you're just lack on me. That is the way he is. Oh, under a genio. You say, no, you are just special. You know, you're my queen. Onipa rembo lebo. Thief. He's a lie. That's. Who he is the way, if that is the way to every other person, should I tell you what he's doing? Even the farmer that wants to kill the chicken feeds it until it's ripe enough. He wants to steal something from you. And he's just feeding you until you are ripe enough to be part there. Yes, sincerely. That's what he's doing. Are you understand? If that is not his nature to every other person, that is not his aim. He said, no, those people just want to take advantage of him. If it is nature, you will allow them to take advantage of him. Are you understand? So, a man is raised good, largeness of how to care for everybody. Whether you are associated to me, my family or not. No, you are a person and I respect and honor you regardless. He treats his driver and he shouts on the driver. Hey, open the door. Very soon he will shout on you. Very soon. Your own is coming. And your own will be bigger. Your own will be what? Bigger. Because he is the same soul. He's the same what? Same soul. He treats his parents with disregard and disrespect, dishonor. And say, and they've not given you enough sense to run away with your two legs. A man can be kind. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Kind, large-hearted. To cater for every member of his household, not just his biological children. One of the things that they said concerning Abraham, there were 387 who were raised in his house. Can you raise people in your house? As a raise, they are not stagnant. Not just that you are feeding them, you develop them. You what? Develop them. You ensure that they improve. Because that is who you are. Every single person that comes around you, you make them better. That's how you become a responsible husband, a responsible father, not only to your biological children, but to every single person. Sometimes it's not because it's not until you have money, counsel, instruction, advice. Are you understand what I'm saying? Interest, time. That is invested in people's in desire, prayer, to ensure that they are better. And when you have resources, you also are interested in investing in them. Not just because that is what you are raised as a man. So you see, a man really, really is mirroring the stature of Christ. He bears the burden of others. I said, today, one of the things that influenced me, even though I'll say that my dad was not really a believer, I was that as a young child growing up, I saw virtually all my aunties and siblings lived with us. That culture, I grew up seeing our house, sometimes 10. So when I came into these waters, it wasn't a strange thing. In fact, as a young teenager, it was already impressed in my heart that even though I have one child, my family will be large. My family will what? Will be large. So now when you say, how many of you? And I tell some people, you are 17. In your house? It's nothing to me. Why? I saw it somewhere. It was written, even before doctrine came, it was written somewhere. It was written somewhere. But this society promotes a culture of selfishness. You care for only yourself. Me, myself, I want to live in GRA house. Bing, 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 bing. I'll discuss with someone of recently. He said, I can help anybody, but nobody can live with me. I like my own privacy. I like my own space. I like my when you have your own problem also. Because the day that they kidnapped Abraham's cousin, it is not only Abraham that went to go and fight. It is the people that was raised in his house that went to go and fight their battle. When you have your battle, you fight it alone too. You fight it alone too. Hey, Rory. No, sincerely. You think a man is an island? When you have battle also, some people are running crazy today because the battles that God ordained that they should fight in company of other people, only them is exposed to. Somebody was telling me how a couple, they are already at the verge of divorce. She knew that both of them before they married because they were colleagues. Now, she also knew the frustration, both of them. And I could tell when she was recounting the story to me, I could tell their problem. They are not under authority. They don't have brethren around them. So, the challenges that they are facing, they have not been built and strengthened, and there's no support system to help them combat it. I was just pained in my heart. Some people are almost running mad because battles that if you had been in company, in fact, when they flogged the disciples, they went back to what? Their own company. But you see a man, he doesn't have company. He doesn't have people around. Why? He hasn't been taught to accommodate. He hasn't been taught to encompass people. So when they should surround him, he too is alone. Now, we are not doing it because so that it's not his matter. We are doing it for the sake of Christ because nobody's even praying for battles. Are you understanding? We are doing it for the sake of Christ. But it doesn't only prosper the person that you are serving. It's also a seed for you. Sometimes it's not even you. It's about your seed. Are you understanding what I'm saying? It's about what? Your seed. Solomon wrote letter to Hiram, king of Tyre. For the project you want to do. But it was not Solomon that did favor to King of Tyre. It was David the father. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Part of the people that helped us through school. I told you that at a point in time, my father was not available. Part of the people that helped us through school were the people that our daddy raised that time. That when we were going to school, because I was schooling in Adoekiti, I could go to their house, then collect. I told them I used to take milk. Abi, I confess my sin. Yes. But thank God. Nobody planned it. But it just happened that God also now positioned them in the land where I will be schooling. So I could walk up to their house and carry food. that I desperately needed because there was no finance to provide anything. Now, if that thing had not been established by providence or something, you don't know. Enlarge your heart. Some people, you do them good, they will never repent, you will never see them again in life. But it's a seed all the same. You did it for Jesus. You want 2-3 generations of life, it may not even, nobody may even repay you. Nothing in your lifetime, nothing in the lifetime of your children, but you have gained stature. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So, kindness, how to be kind. Sometimes you give your child gift, go and give it to this person. Teach them culture. Teach them how to be interested in other person's welfare. Teach them how to be kind to others. How to be kind to others. When you are buying, they are buying for somebody else so that they will know that they are not have a sense of they are not special. Some of us make our children feel so special that they feel that they are entitled to everything and every other person is at their service. You destroy that soul. You sow a strong seed. Hallelujah. Say amen. Can we go further, please? Hope I'm not boring you today. He said, she considers a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands, she... Are you seeing? Some men are raised to be squanderers. They don't build up wealth. They squander it. So also some ladies. They don't what? They don't build up. They don't add. They only devour what is available. All they know is spend, buy. How to lay up. No, I'm not saying to be materialistic. But how to be discreet. How to be prudent. Thank you for that word. How to be prudent with resources. How to invest and then grow gradually. I'm not... It's not thought. He raised a son that is squanderous. As he sees, he buys. He buys the latest shoe, buys the latest glass, buy everything latest. Everything latest. Tap. Nothing. He can't plan for tomorrow. Not because he's worried about tomorrow, but because he's just been trained not to eat everything. Are you understanding what I'm saying? He's been trained what? He's been disciplined, raised. Now, this, I'm not speaking from a doctrinal perspective. I need to speak from a practical perspective so that we can relate. Because I'm saying, Christ, some of us don't have enough wisdom to see conversations. To see conversations and how it translates to our life. He says she considers a field and buys it with the fruit of her hands. She planted a vineyard. In all the things that you have seen here, have you seen her taking care of herself? Have you seen her buy anything for herself? You see that the priority is not to lavish things on herself or himself. Are you understanding? But to serve others and then invest. Serve others. To work, the culture of work, the culture of serving others, the culture of investing. So there, you see later when she's clothed. But that is the last thing on the priority. That's the very, very last. So you see children that are raised. The first thing, how to spend on yourself. Me, I cannot come and suffer. Because people, children that are themselves not raised, are showing a life subconsciously to children. So a daughter is raised thinking that life is about makeup. It's about jewelry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you understanding what I'm saying today? She considered, I see, and by the fruit of her hands, she planted a vineyard. She girded her loins with strength. And what? Strengthens her arms. She girded her loins with strength and strengthens her arm. Quickly, let's go. Says she perceives that her merchandise is good, and her candle goeth not out by night. Her candle what? Goeth not out by night. That means she's not caught in obscurity, both in the spirit and in the natural. So she's not afraid of the night. She's not afraid of what? Of the night. Because our light is shining bright. Now, if she's like this, imagine how the man is. Imagine how the man is. If he excelled them all. So she lay her hands to the spindle, and her hands holds the distaff. Please go ahead. Hallelujah. Stretched forth her hands to the poor. Yea, she reached forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household. For all our household is what? Clothed with what? Scarlet. All our household. Not just our children. Now, like I said, he's not even talking with respect to the women that have done virtuously. He's talking with the respect of our son who has excelled them all. So if the woman is like this, she lays her hands to the spindle, her hands hold the distance. She's not afraid of snow. So she is well prepared. Well prepared for seasons. In the spirit. In the natural. Now, the spiritual import of these things, I don't want to go into it so that the weight of it does not, we don't lose the weight of it in our minds. But snow, say snow. Winter is coming. Long winter. It's synonymous of purity, but it's also synonymous of a season where nothing grows. So you have to feed on what has been stored. We read that passage in Proverbs 6 concerning the hand who gather up in summer, even though they don't have. So, it's an aberration as a man. You don't have understanding of times. Are you understanding? You don't have understanding of time. You will lead your family into chaos. You will lead your what? Your family into chaos, into trouble, into starvation and penury. Because you are the one that should provide that leadership. So, every responsible man, not only himself raised, is able to raise his woman like this. Are you understanding what I'm saying? When the mother is writing to him, who can find a virtuous woman? Our prize. She's writing to him as the bridegroom. She's writing to him as what? As the bridegroom. Writing to him what he should make of his bride. Are you understanding? Because he himself has been groomed. So he can groom a woman that is this beautiful, that is this virtuous. Sorry, I want to sing a Yoruba song. I think it is this is Yami Baba Wobi Mida Emigogo Motutu Rabi. Is Yoruba that my mother, my father gave birth to me. Well, but me myself, I now rebetted myself. Hallelujah. You, every husband has a responsibility of grooming the wife. Are you understanding? That's what our daddy said. That's why you are called a bridegroom. Now, every woman should also be willing to be groomed. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Every woman should be what? Willing to be groomed. Because sometimes we come to our husband's house thinking that, oh, I know everything I ought to know. Thank God for the labors of your father and your mother. But really, really, really. Yoruba should say, ile oko, ile kini, ile eko ni. So, I'm not coming with an arsenal of the things that have been raised. Thank God for the beauties that has been raised in the wife, but be willing to be groomed again. Are you understanding what I'm saying? That's what the mother is that. Sorry, thank you. You will not find a ready-made woman. She can have many virtues, but you can culture this in the woman that you have raised. Why? I taught you well. I what? I taught you well. So, as a responsible man, amen, you, God expects you to be raised enough that you can raise another in your stead, in your likeness. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You can raise another in your likeness, in your own image. As a responsible father, you have put enough sufficient into your daughter, hallelujah, into your child, to be raised. But that's not the finish of our raising, hallelujah. There is still customization. Say customization. Say customization. Customization to suit the purpose that God has raised in the man that she's going to be under. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Customization. So, what they do is, what you do in your parents' house is GST. General knowledge. Say general knowledge. General knowledge. Customization, you do it in your husband's house. Specialization. Are you understanding? Specialization. You do it where? Am I saying the truth? Am I saying the way you people are quiet on me, it seems as if I'm not preaching well today. Hallelujah. Or we should close Father's Day and just go home. Hallelujah. Say amen.
Amen.
See, she's not afraid of the snow for her household. For all her household are clothed with what? Scarlet. All our household, children and everybody, the same thing, scarlet. You see, it is narrowness of mind to make your child special. Narrow. 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 When God enlarges your heart well, you divide a portion to everyone equally. I remember our daddy would always say, if you want to check how Christ-like the parents in the home is, check how they treat other children other than themselves. Other than their own seed. You see how Christ-like. Hallelujah. Sometimes when I look at that, this, I say, like that you have not done well. Like that you have not done well. Like that you have not done well. Because I seek to project an image that Jesus, that represents Jesus fully. Fully. 22. Say, she maketh herself. Are you seeing? Are you seeing that? The last, after everybody, herself is the last thing on the list. Are you seeing it? That herself is the last thing. The next thing they're talking about is her husband. So, she did not think of herself. Then you see men who they are consumed yourself. Some men, their family will even be suffering. Yet, their chain is pure gold. Their children are in rags. Their car wash every day. Their wives, nothing. They don't even understand where they are coming from. And where our food will be on the table. That's not that. But the image of Agbaman. Agbaman. Height of irresponsibility. And he said, if you go to Lagos Island, he said, Lamberu. Baba. Hey. Bafuni Batu Kambe. Bebe Nlo. Hey. Hey, Yami. Gameji. Awe yoni ye. The children. The children. That's not the Lord. Your lordship as a man is as you are under Christ. It's as you are what? Representing the image of Christ. Representing the name of Christ. Last thing on our mind. They've done everything. Last testing. You see, you have to raise a responsible child. Because that is the semblance, that's the mirror that Christ showed to us. Are you understanding what I'm saying? When he's seated among the elders, go ahead, verse 24. Then she made it fine linen, sell it, deliver Gido's son to the merchants, send her honor and her clothing, and she rejoices in time to come. Hallelujah. Amen. Go down, 36 and 7. She opened her mouth with wisdom. And what? In her tongue is what? This is what I was saying about the law of kindness before. If she opens her mouth with wisdom, then what should he open his mouth with? If he excelled her. Somebody won't say that. I talked to her because she talked to me like that. You're a fool. You're not a man. You are not what? So there is a way a man should open his mouth. Are you understanding it? It's excellent wisdom. Are you understanding what I'm saying? It's excellent wisdom. Excellent wisdom. Toby, some men are careless with their words. Say, draw. Your the words are not full of thoughtfulness. The words are what? not full of. A man should think about his words and the implication, the next implication, four, five implications out of the words before he even opens his mouth. You see, it's a fool that says all that is in his mouth. How he feels, blah, 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 blah. He doesn't consider the implications. But a thoughtful man has considered where the implication of the words, where the implication of everything, and thought thoroughly before he opens his mouth. So you see that leadership is one thing. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Leadership is one thing. When I say leadership, exemplary leadership is one thing. Not because we don't do devotion in our, we can do devotion, and then a man fails all of this. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You can carry devotion, and in my house, everybody come out for devotion. Then you can, I knock everybody's house, but exemplarily, you are not living like a man. He said, he opens his mouth with excellent wisdom. And this is my own version, because for the man, he opens his mouth with what? Excellent wisdom. And then his tongue, in his tongue is what? It's not just the love of God, it's charity tongue. Charity tongue. Perfect law of liberty. Perfect law of liberty. Perfect law of liberty. Love in sorrow. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Now, a man can be raised like that. That is excellent wisdom in his mouth, perfect law of liberty in his tongue. When he's speaking grace. His words are seasoned with salt. They minister grace to the hearers. You know, I used to tell you that I had a neighbor. We had a neighbor growing up in London. The one face person, is Epe. The man, the way they used to wake up the child. I can't say some things. Paul said it's even a shame to say some things they say. The way they cause, I'm like, hey, it's your own child. Swear in the morning, swear in the afternoon, in the noon. It's, you wake up with cursing, you wake up with. That's not a man. You should return home and put blessing on your house. You should what? Return home and put what? A blessing. Blessing. You should come back and then put a blessing on your house. Speak a blessing. Speak a blessing over your household. Not a curse. Not vile words. You see that the atmosphere of the spirit over that home will be high. Because the laws that they are using to converse are laws of kindness, laws of charity, laws of perfect liberty. That's what they are using to converse. Not, I didn't know I married a monster. No. That's not the way you open your mouth in the house. And the example is set by what? The man. He said, don't reply cursing for blessing, but what cursing. I mean, how did he put it in the epistles? Repay not. No, cursing. He's talking about, contrary, a blessing. Eh? Sorry, I'm experiencing a brain jam now. I remember later. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Blessings should flow freely. Are you understand? So part of raising is raising how to talk. I tell people, I mind how you talk in presence of my son. The same way Egin taught us. That you don't just talk loosely. No. I'm careful. There are things I don't use in the house. I don't use, not even use in the house. I don't use at all. And I'm careful of how you talk. If I ever hear my son say anything, I correct instantly. You don't say that. Not here, not to anybody, not in school. You don't talk like that. Because he mingles with some people in school and then he comes with some of the residue. I quickly extinguish it. Those laws. No. We don't talk like that here. We have a different spirit. If you hear some of your colleagues say such things in school, you must oppose it. Some of us don't even know what is happening to our children what words they are filled with. Yes, thank you so much. Said, not running for evil, or railing for railing, but contrarywise blessing, knowing that thereunto where you call, yeah, thereunto call that he should what? Inherit a blessing. So you don't put railing for railing. He's railing or she's railing. You don't reply with railing, blessing. Even if you are met with railing and cursing, blessing. Your own should always be what? Blessing. Why? What are you called to inherit? Blessing. So that's what I will keep giving. That's what I keep giving. Blessing. Blessing. Even if you are getting, oh no, she's the one that provoked me. And so I, no, blessing. Blessing. Not rendering evil for evil. Nor what? Railing for railing. But contrarywise, what? Blessing. You can overwhelm evil with good. Are you understanding? Train your children, train yourself how to be raised good. And train them that they will meet men that are not like them in the society. Men who will try to drown them. Men who will try to make them feel that evil and the good is old fashioned and evil is the new fashion. But tell them to be tough. Teach them to be tough. Both in character and in nature. And then overcome evil with good. Strong character. Not sissies. Strong character. Men who will fight and quit as men. Fight as men. Stand for righteousness. Not because they did it to me, that's why I did it. Blessing. Say blessing. Say blessing. Blessing. So he said, she opened her mouth with wisdom. Then the law of what? Kindness. In her heart. So he opens his mouth with excellent wisdom. The law of charity or the perfect law of liberty is what governs his tongue. Don't marry a man that is not kind. Are you understanding me? Sisters. Sisters! Don't marry a man that is not kind. Marriage is not a 2 weeks journey. And you up in, there's no exit door. Do you understand me? There's no what? Don't marry a man that is not kind. Some people, Bible says, the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. I remember Pastor Busi, Reverend Busi, he said, I know how a man treats his wife by how he treats his car. Some men, the way they treat their car. Now, that doesn't guarantee that every man that treats his car good doesn't treat his wife good also. But some men, the way they treat their property, they don't care. Are you understanding? They are so reckless. Even the car will be ricked them. The car will be crying. Please, now have mercy on me. Service me. He's just riding like Balaam. You know, the way Balaam was riding the donkey, the angel just carried me to where I'm going. The donkey was like, Papa, me now, I'm saving your life. Some cars are telling the owner, I'm saving you. If you drive me on Lagos, you will lose your life. Oh, the man said, no worry, I'm going to Ibadan like that. And some men, the ones already there. Your wife's already giving you red light, green light, purple light, blue light. So men are insensitive. Very, very what? Insensitive. They don't read the eyes. They don't read the nose. You know, so when we're younger, they'll tell you the mark of maturity is that omoju, omoju, omora. Do you understand it? Some people, you foju baonsoro, fiu baonsoro, fe fe digi baonsoro, fe fiu guara baonsoro. They are blind. What is in my heart? That is what I will do. Cruel. Some men, the they use the woman. Alludence. Even self, Jackie self, no supposed to work like that. Women, kind men will always tell you, you are doing too much. Rest. Relax. Take some rest. Take some time off. Even if you don't have money for a vacation yet, but you say massage, but you foot massage, but at your rubber say, it's good. It's good. Sometimes I'm tired. She's tired. This one are dead. But you carry yourself all the same and go and massage the leg. Marry people who are kind. Are you understand what I'm saying? Who are kind. Who will not look at their own pain and then go ahead and sort you out because you need it. Are you understand what I'm saying? Raise men who can sacrifice in spite of their pain and then still be kind. That's all mark of charity. They are suffering long, then you are still kind. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Let's go back to Proverbs 31. Let me finish from there so that I can just... Are we blessed today?
Yes, sir.
Satan is attacking men. Sometimes also by attacking women that are raising them. And I'm saying women that are raising them. Like, not because fathers are not important in the picture. But many a time, fatherhood is in that by the making of the men, then secondary also by the twisting of the women that are standing beside them. Are you understanding what I'm saying? When I mean twisting of the men that women are standing beside them, sometimes the work of a father is not first to raise his child, it is to raise his wife. Are you understanding what I'm saying? The work of a what? Of a father is not first to raise the child, it is to raise the wife. If the wife is well raised, they will together raise the children well. But once there is a deficiency with the woman, even his best intentions, why? There's a way women have a greater bond with the children than the men. So, part of the access card into the life of the children is the wife or is the woman. So, one of the ways that Satan causes that cyclical walk over men and over the agenda of Christ, over the church, is to constantly attack men. You know, when he attacks men, women will suffer. And women will transfer the aggression and the pain and the thing into their children. Then all men who should have been raised will now be raised terribly. They will now go and be fathers and transfer the same thing to their wives. And then the wife will turn to the children. And then another generation of thoroughly unbred children will now be raised. And the cycle continues like that. But if God is going to break the cycle also, they are going to raise men that are sound in faith, sound in doctrine, sound in charity. Then they are going to pour everything into the wife. They are going to groom her well. Then they are going to raise their home solid. Solid children raised under the lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That are going to grow up as olive plants. And then they will also now be fathers and husbands. And that standard and that statue will continue unbroken. God is intercepting something. We might not have had the best picture of everything. Like I said, my dad was not a believer. But one thing that is God did, one of the mercy of the Lord is that God intercepted through the church, through Christ, to intercept our growth. Because I would have ended up the way my father also ended up. So what God is doing like this is interjecting many of us, our growth process, so that a re-raising, a reculturing can be done. Then we can be re-raised. Then we erase what has been raised and then build again the desolations. That's what they said in Isaiah 54, where we're reading. Amen. He said, they will make the desolate places to be inhabited again. Desolations of many generations that has been broken up. Many of us are like cities that have no defenses. The walls have been broken down. Everything crosses. Everything passes. Every thought from the, every bombardment from the society just ravages us. But God wants to build us back. I said, God wants to build us back as fortified cities with strong walls, where cities of habitation where children also can grow in safety and in peace, learning the law of God. You are not only shedding them from society, you are shedding them from spirits that ravage and then destroy the counsel of God, hamper the intention of God. The land is mourning today because men are in leadership, but the land is in mourning. Even though they are 80, they are 70, they are still children. Are you understanding what I'm saying? They are raised by some parents. When the righteous rules, the whole land rejoices. Or do you think that God is not mindful of us as a nation? But failures upon failures, desolation of many generations has led us to where we are as a nation. And if God is going to be repairing it, it may not be in the next election, it may not be in two elections time, it may not be three elections if Jesus tarries. But if we continue to build and continue to raise men in the nature, in the image of Christ, a time is coming not too long from now when God will find men fit who can undo that place without corruption. The Lord is counting on you and I. You might not have been raised in the best possible way, but I want you to make a commitment. Hallelujah. I want you to make a commitment that cycle will stop over my life. That cycle will what? You know, one of the things that I resolved as a young man, before our generation, none of the people in my family, in my father's family, everyone has had a stable marriage. All my family members, broken, divorced, multiple, it's just the plethora of them. And one of the things decisions we made as a young child is that, Lord, this cycle stops here. Are you understanding? When we became born again, one of the things was that, Lord, this cycle stops here. This cycle stops here. From my place, a new chapter is raised. In righteousness, in holiness, in consecration, in fidelity. Are you understanding what I'm saying? And it's a resolve that every man should make, every daughter should make. Now, I'm not saying this to so that you look at your parents and say, God, they did a bad work. Yourself. Turn the sword to yourself. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Turn the sword to yourself. Maybe they didn't find the mercy to meet the Lord Jesus and set things right. But a mercy has come to me. A mercy has come to my generation. A mercy has visited me out of Zion. Don't sleep on me, oh. I can't be laboring like this. And you're a man, you are now sleeping. Ah, in the day of your visitation. Sisters, tell Koniko, come, a four level. Is this the time for you to be sleeping? For you to awake and be a responsible man. You can go sleeping. You go and give somebody's daughter a problem later. I don't care. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I said, God will raise strong homes. Strong men. What about strong men? Men who have poured down their life. Poured out their all. Responsible men. Sound men. Not the one that you'll be begging to go to church. Begging to pray. Begging to obey Jesus. Sound men. Correct men. Jesus men. Who represents Jesus well. Who represents Jesus fully. Sound men. Not the one that you don't know where they are. Are you here or there? Or are you twice? Because you are just everywhere. You are everywhere. You are everything. We can't even know where to place you. Maybe you need follow up. Amen.
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 Amen. Let me round up. That Titus 2. Titus 2. I'm already done. How many of us are blessed? Thank you for the prayers, Kemi. God bless you so very much. Say, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation up. No, Titus 2 from verse 1. Hallelujah. Amen.
With the mystery of the Father, glorify the me, Dada. Father of life, Father. God of glory.
So speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged man be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in what? Charity, in patience, that they be sound in faith. The measure of a man is not muscle. Thank God, it's good for men to exercise. Are you understanding? But exercise yourself more in godliness. Are you understand? Before you carry 10 kg, carry 10 kg of charity. Are you understanding? Carry 10 kg of patience. Are you understanding? Carry 50 kg of long suffering. You understand it? Before you go and do press up, pull ups, and this leg ups, hallelujah. Do leg work of long suffering. Are you understanding? Walk the mind in meekness. Walk the mind in lowliness. Exercise yourself unto godliness. Because you focus your attention on that women should not attempt themselves with clothing of apparel, jewelry, but the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit. Men also adorn yourself. You to build up your muscle. Exercise yourself in faith, in charity, in patience, in tolerance, in forbearance. Are you understanding me? Build up the muscles of your soul in forbearance. Build up the muscles of your soul in patience till you are sound. You are what? Sound in patience, in charity, in faith. Can we go ahead, please? Age women likewise, that they be in behavior as becoming holiness, not false accusers, not giving too much wine, teachers of good things, that they may learn now to treat the young women, to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. Verse 5 and 6, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Then 6 and 7, quickly, young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded in all things, showing thyself a pattern of what? Good works in doctrine. Showing what? Uncorruptness. Gravity. So the measure of a young man is sound in doctrine. His handling of doctrine is not, is in doctrine, is showing uncorruptness. In doctrine, he's showing what? Uncorrupt. Not just in teaching, in doctrine, in lines. Are you understanding? In doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech. Say sound speech. They said it in Proverbs 31. They are saying it again. Sound what? Sound speech that cannot be. I'm not hearing you. Sound speech that cannot be condemned. Can you say a word and they can't find fault with it? Sound speech. One of the ways that they said is you must learn to say what you mean and mean what you say. Do you know what it means? You must learn to say what? How to articulate your words accurately without misrepresenting yourself. And what you are showing is exactly what you intended to communicate. Some people don't know how to say things. Well, after they say, no, that's not what I mean. Did you communicate yourself accurately? Sometimes you wait for right choice of words so that you don't get misrepresented. I remember it's right while reading this scripture as a young man. That I learned that there is a difference in every word in English. And there are some words that are more suited for particular situations. Even though they are similar. But some words are more suited in particular instances than others. That if I use another word in the place of one, I can misrepresent. Even though they look similar, the context can change everything. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Now, it is in following scriptures. You learn to choose your words well. Say, sound speech. Which cannot be condemned. Not just because they are vile, but because they communicate excellent things excellently well. Are you understanding me? Yet, you're a guy, you can't communicate. And you want to leave the home. What do you want to be doing inside the house? You don't know that women talk. Please, let me tell women are sitting. Women, they talk. Oh, let me preach to a brother. Say, women, they talk. Women talk. Oh, and you must be a communicator. You must be a what? A communicator. Brothers, you must learn how to communicate. You must learn how to communicate and communicate well. I'm not the talking type. You are not the marrying type. If you are not the talking type, you are not the marrying type. Sound speech. Some people, the only time that they are able to open their mouth is rastock. Let's talk intelligently. Let's discuss. Let's. They'll be looking at you like mopper, as if they came from mopper. They'll be mopping at you like as if they came from mopper. Sound speech. What makes you a man is not just piety. you should also be able to talk. And parents, you can teach your child how to talk. One of the things you how to teach is you don't kill something in them. Don't always shut them down. They can make mistakes. I'm talking about from little children. They can make mistakes. Correct them, but don't shut them down. Don't shut them. Give them some children. That thing, they kill it right from a child. How to express themselves. And express themselves. If you don't guide that thing very well, you can shut down a man for you. That he will be intimidated. Intimidated. And some people, that's how they fail exams. Became intimidated even in their career. They carry that thing. It's an injury that was inflicted in parenting. And they can carry all that thing all through their life. That even in their marriage. Not because they are gentle, but because one got one so. We can raise children that are sound, not just in word, then sound in doctrine also. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Sound what? You know, in the previous verse, you talked about doctrine. Are you understanding it? You said in doctrine, showing uncorrupted. Then he now talked about sound speech. Which cannot be condemned. That he that is of a contrary part may be ashamed, having what? No evil thing to say. Hallelujah. Amen. Say amen. Say it is possible to raise a sound man. It's possible to be a sound man. Even if your parents didn't do it to you, grace is intercepting your paths. Yeah. Are you understanding? Grace is intercepting your paths. Yeah. If you know the prayer and vigil that some of these women have been praying, God raise a sound man. Because I keep quiet. Hallelujah. This will mark the beginning of a turnaround in our lives. As husbands, as fathers, as young men. In the name of Jesus. In virtue we will excel. How did they teach Lemuel? Let's go back to that Proverbs 31. Let's round up. Proverbs 31, verse 1. Amen. How did they teach Lemuel? How did they teach Lemuel? The words of King Lemuel. The prophecy that is what? What did his mother teach him? It's not just science. It's doctrine. It's truth. She raised him with what? Truth. She raised him with prophecy. Women, can you teach prophecy? Can you teach prophecy? Can you teach your child prophecy? Not prophecy. Not that can you prophesy. Can you teach prophecy? Can you teach prophecy? Can you teach prophecy? Can you use prophetic teaching to raise your child, to raise a man in your child? Are you understanding what I'm saying? It's not buying toys. It's not buying PS5. It's not buying sneakers. Can you use prophecy to raise a child? When you use prophecy to raise a child, how will not be a king? How will he not be a king? He's a son of nobility. He's been raised well. The Lord will show us mercy. I said the Lord will show us mercy. Desolations that have existed in our generation, the Lord will repair it. Through you, in the name of Jesus. You will be raised a kind of man, a kind of woman that everyone will be proud of. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
We trust that this message has been a source of blessing to you. For a wealth of similar messages, please visit our website at www.ikorodu.nlwc.church or feel free to contact us at 0703-576-0085. You can also reach out to us via WhatsApp at the same number. May God's blessings continue to abound in your life.